When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sask Ag Today with Doug Faulkner.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sask Ag Today. Coming up on today's program, as you've heard this week, the Yorkton 4-H Spring Steer and Heifer Show is on this weekend at the Yorkton Exhibition Grounds. Kiera Harlock is a member of the SheHo 4-H Beef Club and is on the board of directors for 4-H Saskatchewan. She'll tell us what's lined up for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Manitoba's Keystone Agricultural Producers is generally pleased with the provincial budget, which came down Tuesday. We'll hear from CAP President Jill Verwey on today's show. And the water was running yesterday in rural municipalities west of Saskatoon. We'll hear from Leonard Junup, the reeve for the arm of Vanscoy, where they've had some issues with the water runoff. All of those stories and much more coming up on today's edition of Sask Ag Today. But first, it's time for the Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather. And that's a presentation of Milligan Bio. Milligan Bio now offers BioMeal for your livestock, giving your animals more protein, more energy, and more of what they need. It's also brought to you by Sean Prahitka, your REMAX Blue Chip Ag Division Specialist.
Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather.
With Phil Spivak from Precision Weather. And Phil, it's mainly sunny here in the Yorkton area today, and once again, we're above zero.
Yeah, above zero, and getting up to nice 6 degrees this afternoon, which, for the record, is right where we should be this time of year. So it's an average day all around. The nighttime lows over the next few nights are a little bit milder. We still average minus six this time of year. We'll be around within a degree or so of zero the next couple of nights. The warm air is really locked in. This block pattern is very strong with the trough of low pressure along the west coast, really digging in. It's really got all of British Columbia and Washington into Oregon, even Northern California locked into this trough as that digs in. Northeast, it's not as deep getting to the south, northeastern U.S., but extending through parts of most of Ontario and Quebec. This system is just churning, and it's producing heavy snow. Southern parts of Quebec, southeast Ontario, across Maine, that is an area of fairly heavy snow this afternoon and gusty winds. So it's not as deep to the south. It really doesn't extend as far south as the trough in the west, but it's a very deep one. It's equally strong for keeping the block in place. So what we see is what we get. And in fact, what we're watching is just how much this wedge of particularly warm air, which is building all the way into central parts of Saskatchewan, is going to expand. We should get into at least the edge of it, which should bring us into double digits for a couple of days. So, nice pattern. Now, the showers, which are cutting in from the west, are not going to get here. That wedge of warm air, which I mentioned is pushing into the center of the province, is forcing that shower activity, which looks, if without knowing the pattern, you look at this, you'd say, oh, it's going to rain. This is going to track straight northeastward, cutting out of our region, staying off to the north and west. So no issues for that today. We've got even very little cloud cover making its way over this ridge. 6 degrees, though, the high today, down to around minus one tonight. Tomorrow, 8 degrees, the high. A little more cloudy. This does mix in, but still a dry day. Watching tomorrow night, a little disturbance cutting through may trigger a shower, a chance of a shower at 20%. So certainly not a big concern there, but the possibility there for a sprinkle, even a flurry. Temperature's cold, close enough. We're right around one tomorrow night, so it could go either way, but it's still not going to amount to much. The ridge gets locked back in, and temperatures are going to be mild. We'll be around 10 degrees on Saturday, 12 on Sunday, and 10 on Monday, and no real change into the early part of next week.
That's Phil Spivak from Precision Weather. Temperatures around the region this hour, everyone is on the plus side, of course. The Paw and Shoal Lake Russell are at 4 degrees, Swan River 8, Dauphin 6, Brandon 7, Roblin 3. Regina is at 10, Saskatoon, Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, 3, Hudson Bay, Broadview, Mooseman, 9, Indian Head, 11. The Yorkton-Melville region has a mainly sunny sky, a southeast wind at 24 kilometers an hour. 70% is the relative humidity. The temperature is 4 degrees. Yesterday, Yorkton reached a high of plus 5 degrees and dropped to a low of minus 4 degrees. There was no precipitation recorded in the 24-hour period ending at midnight last night. The normal high for this date is plus 6. The normal low is minus 6. The sun rose in Yorkton at 6:17 this morning, and it will set at 7:29 tonight. Extreme temperatures for Manitoba and Saskatchewan yesterday. The Manitoba hotspot was Melitta at plus 11 degrees. The cold spot was Churchill at minus 11 degrees. The Saskatchewan hotspot yesterday was Canada's hotspot. Coronach got up to plus 23 degrees yesterday. Saskatchewan's cold spot was Hudson Bay at minus 4 degrees.
Beef and Forage Report.
For cow-calf operations, a major component of profitability is reproductive efficiency, or the number of calves weaned per cow exposed. When open rates are higher than expected, it can be difficult to pinpoint the cause. There may be many factors that contributed. Trace minerals, specifically copper, manganese, and zinc, are necessary for reproductive processes in both cows and bulls. Trace mineral deficiency can occur due to low levels of minerals in forage or insufficient intake of mineral supplements. Components present in feed or water which bind trace minerals and decrease their availability to the animal will also lead to a trace mineral deficiency. And that's today's Beef and Forage Report. It's time now for the Ag Review portion of our program, and that's a presentation of New Era Ag Technologies in Swan River.
GX94, Ag Review.
Some experts warn governments will be paying much more to support the agriculture industry in years to come, as climate change makes it harder for farmers to make a living. University of Calgary Associate Professor Guillaume Lermy says federal and provincial governments are likely to face a growing number of requests for disaster relief funding from the agriculture industry because of severe weather. In the last 3 years alone, more than $1.4 billion in federal and provincial money was paid out to Canadian producers in the form of disaster relief funding. Much of that went to livestock producers in Western Canada who have been suffering through severe drought. Meanwhile, rising crop insurance payments have also been taking a toll on government finances in recent years. Saskatchewan's budgeted surplus last year was eaten up by rising crop insurance payouts in the wake of drought, causing the province to post a deficit instead. Agriculture groups say they need governments to step up investment in research so that things like drought-resistant seeds can make farmers more resilient in the face of climate change. Halifax's Dalhousie University has been given $1.9 million in federal funding to help the agriculture sector meet emission reduction targets. Canada has pledged to cut emissions from agriculture fertilizer use and methane by 30% below 2020 levels by 2030. The Dalhousie-led Common Ground Canada Network will research barriers to reducing carbon output in agriculture operations and how to overcome them. Dr. Karen Foster, a Canada Research Chair in Sustainable Rural Futures for Atlantic Canada at Dalhousie, says this work is necessary to put forward strong environment-focused agriculture policies. It was a tale of two halves for canola during the week ended yesterday. After the May contract on the Intercontinental Exchange fell to its lowest level in 2.5 weeks, at $615.70 Canadian per metric ton on March 28th, It jumped to rise above $645 on April 2nd. However, the contract closed $10 below their daily highs on both April 2nd and yesterday. Wayne Palmer of Exceed Grain in Winnipeg says that a lack of selling in the spring will cause the funds to cover their shorts in the market, in turn fueling prices. He also attributed soy oil's recent rise for the higher canola prices. The July contract briefly surpassed the 50 U.S. cent per pound mark before settling lower on Tuesday. Soybeans have also been testing resistance levels at $12 U.S. per bushel. After hitting their softest levels in 3 years, the Minneapolis spring wheat market uncovered some support yesterday, although all the spring-seeded U.S. crops could hold range-bound through the planting season. U.S. spring wheat seedings were forecast to hit 11.335 million acres in 2024, which would be up slightly from 11.2 million acres the previous year. Durham area was forecast to rise by 21% at 2.028 million acres. However, winter wheat area was down by 7%. Chicago and Kansas City winter wheat contracts are still holding well above their lows from late November, which was somewhat supportive for the Minneapolis futures. However, that may not mean higher prices, but rather a narrowing of the spread between spring wheat and the winter wheats. Some sections of Ontario's so-called ag gag law have been struck down by the province's Superior Court. The court ruled Tuesday that certain provisions within the Security from Trespass and Protecting Food Safety Act 2020 violate the right of freedom of expression under the Charter of Rights, declaring them to have no force or effect. The act was developed to deter activist disruptions of farm and food processors and close the gap in previous laws to protect the agriculture sector against trespassing. Animal justice is jubilant after a Superior Court decision struck down parts of Ontario's Security from Trespass and Protecting Food Safety Act. They say this groundbreaking ruling is a decisive victory against Ontario's egregious ag gag law and sends a clear message that no industry is exempt from scrutiny and accountability. And SaskAg Today is always available on podcast. Listen to past shows whenever you want. Find them easily by going to gx94radio.com. Also, you can hear the podcast on your Amazon Echo. Just enable the GX94 skill and choose SaskAg Today. And yes, it is free.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Livestock market conditions.
U.S. live cattle futures for June closed at 175.85 today. That's up 25. August live cattle closed at 173.32, up 62. May feeder cattle closed at 243.87, up 130. August feeder cattle closed at 254.47, up 202. May lean hogs closed at 95.07, up 7. June lean hogs closed at 105 even, up 25. And that's the livestock market conditions. Now it's time for the Heartland Livestock Report. From Yorkton.
Good afternoon, folks. Here is your HLS Yorkton market report for the week ending April 5th. We had a one-day sort this week due to taking Monday as a holiday. With that being said, we still sold 826 in the pre-sort and 263 cows and bulls for a total of 1,089 for the day. The market this week was steady to lower in some classes. On the steer highlights, 489-pound tan steers 455, 559-pound black steers 427.5, 624-pound exotic steers at 399, 736-pound tan steers at 370, We had a one-owner group of 860-pound Red Angus steers. They brought 325.75, 930-pound exotic steers at 306.75. On the heifer trade, 414-pound black heifers, 411.5, 493-pound exotic heifers, 368, 559-pound tan heifers, 340, 644-pound exotic heifers at 327, 704-pound black heifers at 310, 852-pound tan heifers at 290.50, 943-pound exotic heifers at 284.25. On the cow and bull side, we saw steady pricing to last week. D1, D2 cows, 155 to 170, sales to 184.75, D3 cows, 130 to 150, thin, shelly, older, blemish cows, 85 to $1.20. Our cows this week averaged 155.20. On the bulls, we sold 42 mature bulls, big, hard bulls, 170 to 190, sales to 196, medium bulls, 130 to 160. Our bulls averaged 179.57. We have a bred cow sale tomorrow, Friday the 5th, expecting 100 head. Pre-sort next week is starting to fill up, so please call the front office to confine your cattle. This has been Carter with your Heartland Livestock Services Yorkton Market Report. Have a great day, and thank you for being a part of our industry.
Welcome back to SaskAg Today. I'm Doug Falconer. It's 12:46 in Saskatchewan, 1:46 in Manitoba, and it's time to check in once again with Tanya Cherry.
Commodities Update.
Canola futures closed down across the board today. May canola closed at $6.33.60, down 60 cents. July canola closed at $6.42.40, down 50 cents. May Minneapolis wheat closed at $6.46.25, up 6.75 cents. May Kansas City wheat closed at $5.77.5, down 3 cents. May Chicago wheat closed at $5.56.25, up 0.25 cents. May corn closed at $4.35.25, that's up 3.5 cents. May soybeans closed at $11.80 per bushel, down 2.25 cents. May oats closed at $3.36.25, down 8 cents. And that's the commodities update. The Yorkton 4-H Spring Steer and Heifer Show is on this weekend at the Yorkton Exhibition Grounds. Kiera Harluck is a member of the Sheho 4-H Beef Club and is on the board of directors for 4-H Saskatchewan. She tells us what's lined up for today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
The Yorkton X is super excited because this is the 30th anniversary of the 4-H Spring Steer and Heifer Show. So it's running from April 4th to the 6th at the Exhibition Grounds. So there's 3 days of excitement showcasing the dedication and talent of our youth participants. From April 4th to 6th, they prepared their animals and their skills to display. And there is a pie auction on Friday, April 5th at 7 p.m. It's an event you won't want to miss, filled with delicious pies and friendly bidding wars, all in support of our 4-H community. Thursday, April 4th, we start in by with Way Day at 11. And then at 1 p.m., we announce the grooming teams, followed by a showmanship clinic for the Cloverbuds and the seniors from 1:30 to 2. And then from 2 to 2:45, there's a grooming clinic for the intermediates and the seniors. And then there's a team grooming competition from 3:30 to 6. Then we have the opening ceremony starting at 6. And then we end off with a swim party for Thursday. And then for Friday, April the 5th, we have a showmanship competition from 9 to 12. And then we have a judging competition from 1 p.m. to 2:20 p.m. Then our youth jackpot steer and heifer show starts off at 2:30 p.m. And then our pie auction will start at 7. And then Saturday, April 6th, which is the last day, we are starting off with our 4-H open steer and heifer show, which runs from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then we have our lunch at 12 and closing ceremonies following that.
Kiera is in grade 12 at Foam Lake Composite School.
I'm going to school in Vermilion next year, but I'm going to continue on with 4-H. So I will be traveling back and forth for meetings and shows. So I'm going to try to be in 4-H as long as I possibly can.
She's been in 4-H for most of her life.
This will be my 13th year in 4-H, which is honestly the best time I've had in my life. 4-H is the best way to get youth participating in agriculture and learning about it. And I encourage anyone that doesn't know anything about 4-H to ask questions and get involved. It's honestly the best way to support youth and agriculture.
Kiera tells us why she loves 4-H so much.
I really enjoy meeting new people, showing cattle like this. We get to be around the atmosphere and just learn new things every day from mentors and other 4-H members and the 4-H staff and members and leaders. It's just, honestly, the atmosphere is what makes everyone want to come back year to year.
She says she's made a lot of 4-H friends over the years.
Yes, for sure. I've been in 4-H for 13 years, and there's people that have helped me grow from when I was a little clover bud when I was 6 years old, and I'm still learning and growing to now when I am 18 years old and I'm the oldest in our club. So it's really a learning experience, and you get to meet new people. Like, it's pretty amazing.
Kiera Haraluk is a member of the Sheho 4-H Beef Club and is on the board of directors for 4-H Saskatchewan. The Yorkton 4-H Spring Steer and Heifer Show is on this weekend at the Yorkton Exhibition Grounds. Please stay tuned. SaskAg Today will continue in 1 minute's time. Welcome back to SaskAg Today. I'm Doug Faulkner. The water was running yesterday in rural municipalities west of Saskatoon. Those areas received that big snowfall about a month ago, and the daytime highs in the teens yesterday got the melt rolling. The temperature is much cooler today there, but they're expecting about 5 millimeters of rain before they get back to warmer conditions tomorrow. Leonard Junup is the reeve for the RM of Vanscoy, southwest of Saskatoon.
We're more than happy to see the rain coming. Hopefully it keeps coming, but yesterday it was when our runoff started, and it was probably the most we've had for 5 to 10 years now, and that's why we had water going over roads and then some washouts here and there, but nothing that we had to close any roads completely. But there's a lot more water around than what we've had for the last few years. Like, we've got sloughs forming, we're going to get some water in Rice Lake, and it's all for the agricultural side of it. We'll gladly take whatever we can get.
But he says the water is making producers in his area pretty optimistic for spring seeding.
Well, like I say, everybody's hoping it's the start of things to come. The prospects look a lot brighter for planting and seeding when you have some moisture there.
Junup believes the water won't be running too far.
The ground was so dry that most of this is going to soak in. I don't think that's going to be a real big problem.
He says they received 35 to 40 centimeters of snow in early March.
Oh, I think we probably had that much or maybe even more, but the big thing is that it was wet snow. It wasn't dry, fluffy stuff.
Junup isn't sure how long the runoff will continue for.
Well, that's what we don't know. Like, hopefully now that the water runs have opened up and everything, but the water's going to be running for a few days now. Like, it takes a while for it to get to the lakes and the places where it gathers, and we're going to have runoff happening for probably a week or so.
In the meantime, he says grid road repairs are already underway.
Crews all out working on it. Like, they started yesterday afternoon. Like, we have to go and open up some ditches. They got places where there was some washouts. They've got to haul material in and fill them up, and they're going to be busy at that for probably the next week or so too.
Junup tells us what he would like to see weather-wise for the next month before seeding.
If we can keep it from not getting too hot and we can keep the rain to keep coming, that's what everybody's looking for. But the big thing I'd like to put out there is just that if you come to where there's water on the road, be very careful driving through it, that there isn't a washout or something that you can't see underneath it.
And he says he wouldn't want to drive a car on some of their roads right now after seeing the size of some of the washouts. Leonard Junup is the reeve for the RM of Vanscoy, southwest of Saskatoon.
Farm Bulletin Board.
Just a reminder that the Yorkton 4-H Spring Steer and Heifer Show is underway in Yorkton. Head on down to the Yorkton Exhibition Grounds to check it out. There's no fee, and it's completely open to the public, so you can check it out today, tomorrow, or Saturday in the Yorkton Exhibition Grounds. It's now 1 o'clock in Saskatchewan, 2 o'clock in Manitoba. Time to check the GX94 Precision Weather Forecast. For the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Moosomin, Indian Head, and Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, Russell regions today. Mainly sunny, winds southeast at 15 to 25, a high of plus 6 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, winds southeast at 20 to 35, a low of minus 1. For tomorrow, partly sunny, winds southeast at 20 to 35, a high of plus 8, an overnight low of plus 1. For Saturday, partly sunny, winds southeast at 15 to 30, a high of plus 10. For Sunday, partly sunny, a high of plus 12. Monday, partly sunny, a high of plus 10. In the Paw and Show Lake Russell, it's 4 degrees. Swan River is at 8. Dauphin, 6. Brandon, 7. Roblin, 3. Regina is at 10 degrees. Saskatoon, Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, 3. Hudson Bay, Broadview, Mooseman, 9. Indian Head, 11. The Yorkton-Melville region has a mainly sunny sky, a southeast wind at 24 kilometers an hour. 70% is the relative humidity. The temperature is 4 degrees. That's your agriculture weather, and that'll do it for SaskAg Today for today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow at 12:15 Saskatchewan time for another edition of the program. It's time now for the news and sports headlines.